This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Unity Minister P. Wedamuili today announced the formation of a new Pakatan Harapan ethnic-based component called the Malaysian Advancement Party, or MAP, of which he is pro-tem president.
Describing MAP as the new flagship party for the Indian community, Wedamuili said recruitment of members has begun as the party waits for its registration application to be approved. He said in a statement today that MAP's membership drive is not motivated by the numbers game, but rather to work with goal-orientated members in enhancing the inclusiveness of the minorities in the nation's development.
The application for the registration of MAP was filed by the Pro Tem Committee in August and it's currently awaiting the final approval of the Registrar of Societies. He went on to say interest in MAP has come mostly from the younger generation from most of the states in the peninsula and also Malaysians who have opted out of other political entities.
Wedar said that the party is propagated by values of inclusiveness, equality, quality, originality, integrity and transparency, with an effort to restore the intention of our forefathers in this multicultural nation are the sources of attraction.
He added that the party will protect, promote and advance the Indian community as well as promoting unity and cohesion in the nation. And I have not seen a more contradictory statement within one sentence, I feel. I don't understand how unity and race-based parties go together. I just don't.
I don't know. That seems to be the line that's been constantly pushed, right? Oh, the need for a party like this. Oops, I almost had my tongue slip. The need for a party like this is because we need to make sure this group of people are happy so that so that we don't go and annoy the other groups or hurt the other groups because this one group is not happy.
I think that it's a very confused message. I will just say that. I think that based on the statement that was made, there are just a number of different intentions and different statements being made to appeal to different people. So on the one hand, inclusiveness. On the other hand, it is an ethnic-based party. I understand the need to speak up for members of a community that might feel disenfranchised, that might feel unincluded in many of the discussions that determine the future of our nation. I understand the need for that entirely. I just don't understand why we continue to look at it only through the lens of race. It doesn't always apply in that sense.
To me, I also wonder if we do need representation like this. It is very, very, very important. There are issues that are unique to certain race communities as well. But does it always have to take the lens and the option of a political party? Couldn't it have been an NGO? Couldn't it have been a working group or something else? Why does it always have to be a political party? Change doesn't always happen just from the lens of politics.
This is coming also shortly on the heels of an op-ed written by Siti Kasim, lawyer and activist Siti Kasim, which basically opined that race-based parties are, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, not a good idea. The headline is easily available. But she basically said that we need to move past this. And I really am inclined to agree. Maybe I can say this because I don't feel unrepresented. And that is a fair point. But nevertheless, I feel as if this is a step backwards in the wrong direction when it comes to political discourse in the country. But you can let us know, what do you think of the MAP, which is the formation of a new Pakatan Harapan ethnic-based community by Unity Minister P. Wedamuili? That's the Malaysian Advancement Party. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to Dr. Jayakumar Devaraj from Party Socialist Malaysia for his thoughts on the issue. Dr. Jayakumar, thanks for joining us. So, let's look at the objective of the party. According to the pro-tem president, P. Wedamuili, MAP was formed to enhance inclusiveness of the Indian minority in the nation's development. In your opinion, is forming this new party the answer to this?
I think it's a retrograde step for Malaysia. You know, I think we have got too much of ethnic parties which have their own toxic logic. And I think the last thing the Pakatan Harapan needs is to have a recreation of the Barisan National principle of different ethnic parties fighting for their own ethnic groups. I think Malaysia should move to a place where we look after the interest, whether I'm an Indian, I should be concerned about the problems of poor Malays and poor Chinese and Orang Asli. I think we should start reaching across ethnic divides. So I think it's a retrograde move, whether it's Mahathir trying to make his party Bersatu more Malay, or whether it's a new ethnic party being formed. I think it's retrograde for Malaysia.
And looking a bit deeper into the argument, how well have existing race-based parties promoted inclusivity and also representation of minority groups' interests?
No, I think they have played out the people. I think making Malaysia more inclusive would mean looking at things like better wages, better social protection, more affordable housing, a healthcare system that works for everyone. These are not ethnic issues. Ethnic-based parties will have to find ethnic issues so they can then be the champions. They can then mobilize people around them. And that'll be race, religion, you know, language, things that divide us is what they will have to play on. And they'll have to perform better than the other ethnic-based party of the same sort, you see. I mean, if they come into the picture, they've got to show that they are better than MIC, they are better than than the DAP, Indians in DAP, they are better than IPF. So the logic of these things is it'll mix. These parties will then have to jump in on every temple thing and push those kind of issues to the extreme. So these parties don't help racial bridge building, you know. They build walls. That's the logic of these parties. Similarly, Malay-based parties will all have to show their jago, you know, fight for Malays. So it's not good for the country. And because a lot of the problems faced by Indians and Malays and Chinese in the bottom 40% are the same. Housing, low income, lack of security in old age because ETF savings all finished. These are not racial issues, you know. But when you go into racial-based parties, these issues don't get highlighted. It's not sexy for racial-based parties to talk about, you know, a pension for all. So I think it's retrograde.
And I guess you could look at the outcome of the 2018 elections as a signal of sorts that many Malaysians perhaps want to move away from Barisan Nasional's old race-based politics. But based on current observations, are Malaysians ready to do so?
Yeah, I think the people are ready if the politicians can stop dividing them. I think what we need to do is we need to think Malaysian. I mean, for example, we know after the elections that there are some concerns in the Malay community that this new government may not look into the interests and the issues of the Malays. I think the way forward for that is not by forming a Malay party to fight for that, but all the parties in the Pakatan, which are also non-Malay parties as well, I mean the mixed parties as well, should ask serious questions. Why is there still Malay poverty in rural areas despite, you know, 40 years of NEP? What has gone wrong? Was it a problem with the policy itself or with the implementation? So I think we should all make this our concern, that the problem of Malay poverty is not the responsibility or the concern only of Malay politicians and Malay parties. It's a concern of all Malaysians. Same for Orang Asli, same for Iban, same for Indian. Only when the politicians start moving on a Malaysian level, then will people also move. If people, you know, if we keep dividing and start being jago of this group and jago of that group, when are we going to build the Malaysian identity?
How do you feel about the whole racial rhetoric that's going on at the moment, you know, with this new party for the Indians and party pre Bumi Bersatu Malaysia for Malays and so on?
I think the PRU 14 gave us a huge chance to try and build a new Malaysia. But it looks like the PH is going along the slippery slope into a BN2, you know, of different race-based parties, you know, coming together and trading, you see. I think it's sad. It's sad to see that the hope, you know, that the possibility of a Malaysia that is less racial and that's more Malaysian is actually being sidetracked. And the PH hasn't yet become, but looks like it's in danger of becoming a BN2. There's a lot of goodwill among Malaysians. I think a lot of Malaysians from all racial groups would wish well for people of other racial groups. So there's a lot we can build on. And I think maybe we shouldn't just wait for political parties to do that. I think individuals, you know, civil society groups, all can play a role in that, you know.
So with that said, what can be done? How do we start to move away from race-based politics for good?
I think we have to be clear of the nature of the problem. And I think this is one thing that only the PSM sees and which none of the others see, is that we are in a world economic system that sucks out about 50% of the wealth created in this country is sucked out by the multinationals through various methods, through their royalties, through their pricing mechanisms, through their transfer pricing. So the wealth created in Malaysia, a lot of it is taken out, leaving so little left for Malaysians that then you have problems of people competing, okay? And some of the competition becomes racial. Now, that has got to be recognized. And I think that is not recognized, wasn't recognized by BN, and neither is recognized by PH either. But that is one major problem, that the wealth created in Malaysia is just taken out by an unfair world economic system. And if we see that as one of the main problems, then we'll all be united to see how can we keep more of the wealth in this country so it can finance free education up to university level, so it can finance a universal pension scheme for people after the age of 70 or so, so it can make our public hospitals better funded and better equipped and better staffed. That money, if our wealth were not just plundered away, we could do all these things. So that would be our national, you know, ambition then, you know, that we try and win back this wealth so we can build a better society for all. But instead of that, we accept that distribution of wealth. We accept the plunder. We don't even see the plunder. Then whatever crumbs are left with us, we're fighting over that. So I think that is the problem. And that's the narrative that I think the PSM is trying to bring, you know.
Dr. Jayakumar, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Dr. Jayakumar Devaraj from Parti Socialist Malaysia commenting on the formation of a new ethnic-based component of Pakatan Harapan called the Malaysian Advancement Party, put together by Unity Minister P. Wedamurthy. And I bring this up partly because, like I said, the statement of intent for this party is just so deeply confused. And I feel as if he remembered at the last minute that he was I'm Unity Minister. So yes, this party will be good for unity and cohesion. Don't worry about it.
This one, Macham, they're goring the exam paper, and then he remembers, oh crap, I missed out the last, the most important point of this essay question.
I forgot to write my name. That's what it feels like. We've been asking you for your thoughts, and Eric says ample proof that it's proof that Weda doesn't know what unity means, which is a point that is echoed by Kyrol, saying with the formation of MAP, once again proves he is unfit to be the unity minister. So I think that point about unity minister is really sticking in a lot of people's craws. Carlos Alexander says, why not have one party for all to be actually inclusive? Instead of addressing separate races, address Malaysians. Different parties will only further fragment racial unity. Separate issues raised by different parties and disagreements on what and who to prioritize. And I guess that speaks also to the conversation we've been having about noise, about the noise of democracy, and how, to some degree, we're not always super used to seeing these sorts of disagreements emerge. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I do think inclusion, if you're going to say inclusion, you can't start race-based politics.
Yeah, I agree. But then the other way to look at it also, I don't think I necessarily agree with many statements by many analysts and many people when they say that G14, the election results prove that Malaysians are ready to move away from race-based politics. I don't think that's true, because one very big factor and the reason why we see the government as it is today is because, you know, the Tun Am factor, but also the fact that he started a new Malay pre-Bumi-based party. And
yes,
I think that's also a very important part of the equation that sometimes we miss out. Maybe it's a very urban view as well that, oh yeah, everyone's moved away already.
So Kamarunnizam is actually agreeing with you, saying just because PKR and DAP aren't race-based doesn't mean they aren't race-based. I think it will take about two decades more before that'll happen. Stop thinking GE14 was won because people don't want race-based politics. It was won on the hate of Najib. Without Tun Am, a lot of the Malays would still be voting for UMNO. And I think that's exactly it. We will... There are so many different studies that have emerged post GE14 trying to identify the different factors that led up to it. But it really seems like a confluence of things. And it depends on perception as much as anything else. That point about PKR and DAP, it's a perception game. And so if we want to perceive that, hey, it's the dawn of a new Malaysia, and a new Malaysia to me means that we are no longer going to have race-based politics, that might not be an accurate reflection of what's actually happening on the ground, which doesn't mean that your unity minister can run off to start a race-based party. I can't get over it.
It's also quite tragic, I think, for Pakatan for them to be doing this at the moment, because, you know, at one point it seemed to signal that they are moving to become a more ideologically based party, which is what, for example, PSM is, to and moving away from being a race-based party. That isn't happening with this party.
So Joe on Twitter says, joke of the century for a minister that no one likes, using his position to gain personal political mileage. When was the last time one launched a political party? It's especially a joke when you have a position of power, do nothing since you've been in office apart from ruffling feathers, and you end up using that position to try to gain more power. And we have another tweet here saying, the Unity Minister forming a race-based party, Malaysia Boleh indeed, which is exactly the point that we've been trying to make. Danny says, it's nonsense in a poor disguise, period. Keep those messages coming. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.